Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
God's pleasure in our work. A couple of weeks ago, I asked a question about a fictitious job. Which job would you rather have? A job that's A, boring, not utilizing your skills, where you're treated as a cog in the wheel, or B, energizing, calling out your best talents, a place where you are making a difference. As a follow-up, I asked, which of those jobs are you more likely to be happy to go to? Which job is going to inspire you to give your best work ethic? We all want that ideal job, but the reality is that in this fallen world, there are no perfect jobs. So it's very likely that we're going to have the challenging jobs. Even when we have that kind of job, Christians are called to work with excellence and to find joy in that work. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. Work originated with God. At the conclusion of every day of creation, God looked at his magnificent handiwork and pronounced it good. When God placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, he gave them instructions to work, and even after their sin, he repeated the call to work. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, and chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. Whether we are called to be gardeners or evangelists, plumbers or salespeople, teachers or doctors, we are to work well. William Tyndale wrote, "There is no work better than to please God. To pour water, to wash dishes, to be a cobbler or an apostle, all are one. To wash dishes and to preach are all one as touching the deed to please God." Let me give you two examples of good workers. The first is Joseph, whom we meet in the first book of the Bible. Out of their jealousy of their father's preferential treatment of Joseph, his brothers sold him into slavery. Joseph ended up in Egypt working for a man named Potiphar. I don't think anyone would have blamed Joseph for grumbling about his condition and giving the least effort possible. But instead, Joseph so excelled in his work that Potiphar promoted him over all his household. After being framed for a crime he didn't commit, Joseph found himself in prison. Once again, this innocent man could have sulked and complained and shirked his work responsibility. But once again, Joseph did such excellent work that the warden promoted him to a trustee position over all the other prisoners. Eventually, Joseph was promoted to second in command in all of Egypt, where he continued to do excellent and innovative work. Joseph's good attitude and impeccable work ethic allowed God to place him in a position where he could save his people from starvation. See Genesis chapters 39 through 50. What about the example of Jesus? He was fully God, yet he gave up his divine prerogatives to work as a carpenter and to eventually perform the most important work of all, the willing sacrifice for the sins of all humankind. Paul describes the servanthood and willing attitude of Jesus in Philippians chapter 2, adding an important therefore when he tells us that the excellent work of Jesus allowed God to place him in a position where he could save his people from eternal separation from God. Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 11. But Paul also has an important word for us in the verse preceding this passage. Let this same attitude and purpose and humble mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Verse 5 out of the Amplified Bible. I may not be able to choose my job, but I can always choose to have a God-glorifying attitude about my job. When I choose this attitude and live it out with an excellent work ethic, God is pleased. So allow me to give you four attitude-checking questions about your own work ethic. Number 1. Do I feel like I have to go to work? I should so crave God's glory and God's rewards that I have a get-to attitude about my work. 2. Do I complain about my work? The Bible makes it very clear that God disapproves of grumbling and uses our good attitude to point others to himself. Numbers chapter 11, verse 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10, and Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. 3. Am I quiet quitting? This should never, ever be said of Christians. Our work ethic should be as exemplary as Joseph's and Christ's. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 5 through 8. 4. Am I living for TGIF? We shouldn't be focused on just getting things done, but we should make the most of every day of work that we have been given. We should be living out TGIT. Thank God it's today. Psalm chapter 90, verses 12 and 17. Let me repeat an important principle. I may not be able to choose my job, but I can always choose to have a God-glorifying attitude about my job. When you have this kind of attitude, you will experience the joy of a fulfilled craving that God has put in all of us, the desire to do meaningful and God-honoring work. This is the attitude and work ethic God delights to reward. If you've missed any of the other messages in our series called Craving, I've shared a link to all of those messages in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.